Lesson 8, eternal security. Page number 33, eternal security. Number 1, eternal or everlasting life. Eternal or everlasting life. Letter A, God promises to give us eternal or everlasting life. John 3, 15 and 16, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Letter B, the definitions of the words. Okay, so let's talk about these words. Number 1, everlasting means to last forever. Everlasting means to last forever. Number 2, eternal means without end or never ending. Okay, just two different ways of saying the same thing. Everlasting means it'll last forever. Eternal means it'll never end. Number 3, so then eternal life or everlasting life means that we will have life that will last forever or life that will never end. Life that will last forever or life that will never end. Letter C, eternal life begins the moment you believe or get saved. Eternal life begins the moment you believe or get saved. Here's a proof text, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. The word hath means you have it, you possess it, you have it. When did you get it? The moment you believe. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Number 2, let's talk about how this conversation may go. Okay, explaining eternal life or everlasting life. So we just went through and explained John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we explain the gospel. The gospel is this. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. Our sin has condemned us to hell. Jesus came to this earth. God loves you. He sent his Son to die on the cross to pay for your sins, for my sins. He was buried. He rose again 3 days later. That's the gospel. Then I usually at this point to set up our next section, I'll say something like this. I'll say, let me show you one more thing about this gift, okay? Notice there in John 3:16, the last part of the verse, it says, but have everlasting life. Notice how it says everlasting. The word everlasting means it'll last forever or it'll never end. Notice here in John 3:36, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. The word everlasting means you have it or you possess it. All throughout the Bible, this I'll explain it to the person. All throughout the Bible, God says he wants to give you everlasting life. Or eternal life, life that will last forever, life that will never end. So we're explaining this concept, we're reading the verse, we're explaining to them what eternal life, everlasting life means. And I'm flipping over to Titus 1:2, because that's the next verse I'm going to show them. Now, let me just say this. Remember I told you I stay with the gift illustration throughout this whole time? This is the one deviation from the gift illustration. Let's say that God was going to give you everlasting life starting right now. Eternal life starting today. Life that'll last forever. It's never going to end, okay? When will that life end? Now notice, I'm just asking. I just told them, let's say God was going to give you everlasting life starting right now, eternal life starting today, life that'll last forever. It's never going to end. When will that life end? If they're listening, they're going to say, never. And then I like to say to them, would it end 5 years from now? And I like to hold my hand up. Would it end 5 years from now? No. Would it end 1,000 years from now? No. Okay, well, let me just ask you this. What if... And I like to tell people, like, it's just a hypothetical. I'm not saying you would ever do this. But let's say that God gave you everlasting life starting right now. Eternal life starting today. Life that will last forever. It's never going to end. And let's say that 5 years from now, right? Because I already held my hand up 5 years when I asked him, will it last 5 years? Will it last for 5 years? No, it'll last for longer than that. Will it last for 1,000 years? No, it'll last for longer than that. Okay, well, let's say God was going to give you everlasting life starting right now. Eternal life starting today, and let's say, this is just a hypothetical, I don't think you'd ever do this, let's say that 5 years from now, you walk in to a bank, and you rob the bank, and you kill somebody. Do you think that God would take away your everlasting life? Now, I'm just asking questions. At this point, they're going to give you one of two answers. They're either going to say, yes, he would take away your everlasting life. Then I don't say, you're not paying attention, you're not listening, it's once saved, always saved. I just say, okay, well, here's the thing, though. If he takes it away five years from now, did it last forever? And look, you notice I'm not telling them anything. You say, why do you do that? Here's why I do it. Here's what I've learned. People are more likely to make a belief their own when they feel like they came to that conclusion. When we just tell people, like, listen, idiot, it's everlasting. You're not paying attention. Then they may receive that, they may not. But when you get the wheels cranking up there and you're just leading them, using questions to lead them down a path, a logical path, let's say God was going to give you everlasting life starting right now. eternal life starting today, life that'll last forever. It's never gonna end. And I don't think you'd ever do this, but let's say that 5 years from now, you walk in a bank, you rob the bank, and you kill somebody. Do you think God would take away your everlasting life? Yeah, I think he would. Well, if he takes it away 5 years from now, did it last forever? No. Well, how long did it last? 5 years. So can God take it away? At that point, people are just like, I don't know. You might ask him, let's say that 5 years from now, you walk in a bank, you rob a bank, you kill somebody. I like to do it all. I just like to help people get this stuff. You kill somebody. You think God would take away your last life? Some people are sharp and they're like, no, he'd never take it away. And then at that point, you're like, yeah, you're right. Let me show you why that is. Titus 1:2. So if you give them the illustration and they understand it, then you just agree with them. Yeah, you're right. Let me show you why that is. Titus 1:2. But let's say you give them the illustration and they don't get it. Do you think that 5 years from now, if you walk in a bank, you rob the bank, you kill somebody, God would take it away? 5 years from now, do you think he'd take it away? Yeah, he'd take it away. Okay, well, did it last forever? How long did it last? 5 years. So can he take it away? They might be like, no, I guess not. Or they might say, I don't know. Then I'll just say, well, look, let me show you what the Bible says, okay? Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life. Isn't that what we're talking about, eternal life? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. See, the Bible says that God cannot lie. If God promises to give you everlasting life, then it's going to last forever. If God promises to give you eternal life, then it's never going to end. Because my hope for eternal life, our hope for eternal life is that God cannot lie. So we use the illustrations, the questions to get their minds moving, to get their minds going. Then we go to the verse, we explain the verse, we help them understand it. And then the transition that I like to use here, I like to tell the person, I'm not telling you that you can go around robbing banks and killing people, right? And I say that with a smile, and they're kind of like, oh yeah, no, I know. Obviously, on this earth, you're going to reap what you sow. On this earth, God chastises his children. But what I am saying is that once you're saved, once you have everlasting life, no matter what you do, you can't lose it because God will not lie. All right, so page 36 there, point number three. Some last thoughts on eternal security, okay? Eternal security teaches, number one, our salvation is secure because God promised it would last forever. Our salvation is secure because God promised it would last forever. Number two, this means once saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. Letter B, believing in eternal security does not mean we teach people it's okay to live in sin. And you got the script there. We're not saying that you can run around robbing banks and killing people. On this earth, God chastises his children. On this earth, we reap what we sow. But what we are saying is that once you're saved, you can never lose it. Letter C, if someone doesn't believe in eternal security, they are not saved. If someone does not believe in eternal security, they are not saved. You say, why is that? Number one, someone who believes they can lose their salvation based on how they live their life, things they do or things they don't do, or believes they keep their salvation based on how they live their life, things they do or things they don't do, is still trusting in themselves. Number two, someone who does not believe in eternal security is trusting in themselves or depending on themselves for their salvation. This is a works salvation, all right? So a little example there. If someone says, I'm saved by Jesus Christ, as long as I don't kill somebody, as long as I don't whatever, then they're not trusting in Christ alone. It's as long as they don't. So action step, let's just map out some of these verses real quickly. Here's what we've taught you so far. Or what we've taught the sinner at the door, we're all sinners, our sinners condemned us to hell. God has a gift he wants to give us, and this gift is eternal life. Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the grave to pay for our sins, and the gift will last forever. Okay, so if you're there at John 3:16 or John 3:15, because we use John 3:15 as well, it's right there. Write a number 11, indicating this is the 11th verse in this presentation. Next to that, write Titus 1:2. Titus 1:2, indicating that that's the next verse you're going to go to in this presentation. Then in front of Titus 1:2, write number 12, indicating it's the 12th verse in this presentation. And then next to Titus 1:2, go to Romans 10:9. All right, we're almost done. Romans 10:9, which is the last verse we'll go to in this presentation. All right, so that's the end of lesson number 8, eternal security.